Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Listening to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too, if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Thank you guys for tuning in on 96.5 FM on AM 630 on your dial if you are in the Spokane or Coeur d'Alene, North Idaho areas. And, of course, our live streaming audience outside the wire if you're outside the reach of our terrestrial signal. Thank you guys for tuning in. And also, we have all of our shows are uploaded to our Podbean server that's linked from radiofreeredoubt.com. And you can go and listen to any and all of our previous shows. But if you miss a show or you want to share one in particular with some friends, by the way, thank you for helping spread the word. Just go to radiofreeredoubt.com and there's the tab there, how to listen. Follow that and that'll let you know how to listen to our Saturday shows, which is basically just a 90-minute blast covering the week issues that affect us. And then, of course, our full-length podcast is every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. unless I'm deployed or operating somewhere that takes me out of range, like what happened last week. Last weekend, we had to re-air a previous episode because I was not able to get one put together in time to shoot out to you guys or to shoot over to the radio station as a pre-recorded show because we were planning on this deployment and it just got overwhelmed. But it was a great time. We did some great disaster preparedness training in a scenario-based exercise of a collapse where societal, economic, political, and even the telecommunications infrastructure basically was in a meltdown stage. So we were in an emergency situation, quickly had to gather the patriots to help respond, to serve their communities with aid, with relief, with security, and to coordinate with their local sheriffs and state-level emergency response assets. So a lot of emphasis was placed on the communications, emergency communications. So we had a Ameron Corps deployed a signals center, a communications center, to help support this effort. So in Central Washington, we had 5 to 7 militias from across Washington State and their committees of safety, militias, and mutual aid groups. And what we were doing was a weekend of training, 3 days of training, had a public speaker come out, and I'm going to talk to him too and interview him about just the Constitution and our heritage. It was really cool. But the training exercise itself, it was great because what we're trying to do is get these guys to get their communications up to another level, because in an emergency, they're supposed to, by law, they're supposed to be falling under the governor or the sheriff, and you have to be able to communicate with them. How can you serve your community and go where you're needed and provide aid and assistance and relief and security and help fill those gaps, much like a search and rescue, volunteer search and rescue? But the militias have, you know, a specific role, and you have to be able to communicate to do that. So this scenario just created a mock scenario of a situation where there was no conventional communications, and Ameron Corps provided that communications for them and operated actually with the operators all across the country as they were feeding in information about this developing situation as it unfolded in this mock-up scenario. So it was a good time, great camaraderie. So just some amazing people, great God-fearing patriots that really care about their country. Out a couple that probably aren't as self-sacrificing as they are. Well, I'll just leave it at that. But, you know, that's with any crowd. But the overwhelming majority of the guys were just amazing people and gals. And but that's what we were doing last weekend. We got more training. This August, T-Rex, the Teotihuacan Readiness Exercise, nationwide grid-down emergency communications training exercise will be taking place supposedly the third week of August, the third weekend of August, but there may be a conflict. We're going to quickly get that resolved and find out if we need to move that back a week or stay on track. So I'm not giving you specific dates, but if you want to practice your emergency preparedness plan, flip the switch off at your home and practice using that generator, practice using that shortwave radio, try cooking on that camp stove or your wood cook stove or that solar oven. You know, use some of the supplies that you have stored up in your food storage. All of that will be an opportunity in August during T-Rex to actually put yourself in a situation with your family and or friends and actually try to use the stuff that you've been setting aside to prepare for such an emergency. So that's going to be coming up. More on that. There's actually a couple of other events that are coming up I want to have you guys put on your calendars. May 6th is the Northwest Preparedness Expo. That'll be taking place in Prosser, Washington, in the Lower Valley. Now, that's between Yakima and the Tri-Cities. It's a big event. It keeps getting bigger every year. I'll be talking more about that, but put it on your calendars right now. Some great speakers are going to be there, and I'll be talking about that Sunday night. And then pretty much from here on out. And, of course, the annual God and Country celebration up in Marble, Washington. Put that on your calendars the weekend just before the 4th of July. So that's, what, the 28th, 29th, 30th? The 30th, the 1st, and the 2nd, or whatever that weekend is. That's what I get for not having a calendar right in front of me. But pull your calendar up. Mark that weekend for the God and Country celebration. Some great speakers, some workshops, a history and heritage, and just a great time fellowship with other God-fearing patriots. And that's a great time. We'll definitely be talking about that more. I was looking through the news, and speaking of nationwide grid-down disaster scenario, things are heating up with North Korea. I want to lay some things out for your careful consideration because I care about you guys and I want us to prevail. This almost seems unfathomable that this could really happen because of our normalcy bias. We get trapped in this everyday life where you hear rumors of wars and chaos in the world, but guess what? You can still go down with your wife and watch a movie. You can stop at McDonald's. You can go to the mall. You can go to a little sports pub and watch a game on the big screen with your friends. Life's good, right? It's hard to imagine that in an instant it can all be snatched away. But that's the reality. Using history as a measure, how quickly normal life in a country, in a culture, can change instantly. And I'm reminded of the scripture in Revelation that talks about Babylon, how Babylon will fall in an hour in such a way and so catastrophic, it will stun the world. All of the rest of the world looking on will be absolutely gobsmacked. And I'm wondering if maybe the United States fits that description of Babylon and how quickly things could change in our country to bring the United States to its knees in an instant. And it's not like we're not deserving of it. We have essentially through our judicial system, and even in many cases in our legislative systems, we have declared war on God. It's clearly rebelled against him. So how could something like this come about? There's an article here that just came out on The Hill titled "How North Korea Could Kill 90% of Americans." Whoa, 90% of the North Korea, little podunk North Korea. They can't even shoot a missile. They can't even get it up in the air. None of their satellites work. They're all dead. They get up there, they're floating around, and they don't even put out a signal. Well, one of the ways to be defeated is to underestimate a very determined adversary. And these guys, for all practical purposes, seem very, very determined and motivated. They're continuously threatening to strike the United States and its allies with nuclear weapons, even. And they have the capability to do it. This is not like a guy in a wheelchair across the street screaming at you that he's going to kick your butt. Right? This is like a guy standing in front of you with a baseball bat telling you he's going to bash your head in. It's something to be taken a little more seriously. Now, maybe he's shorter and smaller and weaker than you. But even a small, weak, smaller person with a baseball bat can still do some damage to you, right? We need to take this seriously. There are a couple of books that there's several actually now, but one in particular that really was an eye-opener for me was William Forshin was the author. He wrote 1 Second After. Now, since he's written 1 Year After, and what's the other one? I think he's got a third one coming out now. I've got 1 Second After and then 1 Year After. And it paints a pretty vivid picture of what life in America would instantly turn to in the event of an EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapon fired above our atmosphere over the United States, destroying all electronics or nearly all electronics, essentially crippling our system. We're going to have some experts that work in the field of mitigation, how to mitigate against the effects of an EMP. And we're going to be talking to them. But there's been a lot of saber rattling for, well, decades with North Korea. And people have things are heating up. They're planning something. Something's going to happen. And they've been saying this and crying wolf for decades. But eventually it's going to happen, unfortunately. One of these predictors is going to be right one day, I fully believe. So what could that look like? Well, this article on The Hill, How North Korea Could Kill 90% of Americans, it's the electromagnetic pulse bomb. It's a very real threat. And what could bring us to that? Well, we got a crazy madman in South Korea. By the way, remember this, the underground church, the Christians in South Korea, who risked their lives and pay the ultimate price on a regular basis for their faith. I just got my Voice of Martyrs monthly publication. Man, these people need our prayers. So General Mattis now says that North Korea's reckless behavior must be stopped. Now, I'm not sure what that means. And of course, they don't remove the military option from the table. But just that speak alone could escalate North Korea to carry out a preemptive strike against the United States. If they do that, it will most likely come in the form of either a cyber attack or an EMP. And in either case, it would have devastating, catastrophic, crippling effects on the United States. So I want to urge and encourage each of you, not out of fear, but out of wisdom, to see danger and take refuge and prepare for it, as opposed to the fool who just keeps on going despite all of the warnings and all the writings on the wall, and he suffers for it. This could present many untold number of ministry opportunities for a nation that right now doesn't want to hear it. But when brought to their knees, believers need to be prepared, because people will be very receptive to the gospel in a situation like that. And it's a lot easier to minister to someone if you have a bowl of soup to feed, to give to someone who will sit down and listen to you talk about the gospel, as opposed to you standing there, just another person with your hand out. But anyway, things are definitely increasing there, the North Korea, the Korean Peninsula. We have other issues here in our own home. If that doesn't happen, if a massive, instantaneous, catastrophic event does not take place, we are continuing down the road of decadence in our country, and that will also come with its own challenges. It's a slow rot as opposed to a punch in the face. So I'm going to talk about that right after the break. Some of the things that we've got on the horizon here, I just want to keep in front of you for your situational awareness here at the Voice of the American Redoubt. Don't go away.
I love the liberty found in the spirit of America, and that's why I love America. But what do I have left when the liberty vanishes from America? It is just soil, like the soil that can be found anywhere else on earth. Benjamin Franklin said, "Where liberty is, there is my country." And 2 Corinthians 3:17 states, "Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Well, that's interesting. Now, put the two together. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And where liberty is, there is my country. Did you really think removing God from this nation would come without a price? I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
I will also ask the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message.
In the schools, textbooks are rewritten to tell the communist version of
every
history.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply
have to change the meaning of words like religion and duty and democracy. The communists set out to brainwash the people.
Do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
14-year-old Polish children learn from textbooks like these.
You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt at 630 kilohertz on KTRW Spokane.
This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Segment 2 is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. If you need a getaway, go to beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho on the St. Joe River. Visit riverfrontsuites.com today and support a Patriot-owned business. Now, going into this segment in the last few minutes, I know this goes fast, but I want to share something with you. We are drinking the Muslim Kool-Aid by the gallon. Now we've got, here's an article right here to demonstrate this. PamelaGeller.com has an article titled "Useful Idiot, Alicia Keys Dons Bosomy Burqa, Sparking Outrage, Glamorizing the Veil." So now we have this pop music star, Alicia Keys, looking all sexy-ish with her bare legs sticking out, wearing the burqa, glamorizing the burqa. And this is what she writes. "Our strength is in our differences. Our power is in our diversity. We are so beautiful, all of us. When we see each other, we see ourselves. What a bunch of liberal tripe blather. Amazing. Now, first of all, to show acceptance of the burqa by wearing it in the sexy pose with her flesh sticking out from under the slit in the dress is a good way to get a Muslim woman killed. Women have been killed wearing burqas because too much of their arm showed, or they were whipped, or they were raped because they deserved it, because they obviously wanted it, because they had so much flesh showing, because their ankle or their wrist bone was showing. So we've lost our minds a long time ago, and this continues, but this is especially dangerous. This enrages the Islamic world, and she's glamorizing something that is symbolic of oppression against women. There's a couple comments here. I don't know if these are Muslim or not. Women everywhere are forced to wear this every day, and you romanticize their suffering and oppression. Disgraceful. I'm just going to read some verse because I couldn't have said it better myself. Another one, you get to take that off after your photo shoot without fear of murder or prosecution. Millions of women don't have that luxury. Shame on you for celebrating a symbol of women misery. But even in the Hollywood world, we're embracing this. And all you have to do is look to Europe. All of these nations are saying now, we made a mistake. We can't take any more. We are losing our identity. We can no longer pursue this path. It's not sustainable. Our crime is through the roof. We are going broke sustaining these refugees, and we are losing our identity as a culture. There are no-go zones all across Europe now where law enforcement and emergency services will not go. And in the United States, there are NGOs, non-government organizations, that make, it's a billion-dollar industry, resettling refugees. One such organization right here in the American Redoubt called World Relief Spokane. They have been trying to court the clergy, the pastors in this area. And they even, this is what's so deceptive. This is what Pastor Shram Hadian, Christian pastor, former Muslim, saying, this is pure deception. This is the strategic relocation of Muslims under al-Hijra to take over a country. And they will be passive at first, but that will change. He said, when you get to a certain point, and we've seen this time again, all the way from the Crusades, all the way up to modern European countries, you get to a certain point where their numbers reach a certain point. They become so assertive, so aggressive. If you don't fight that on a policy level now, you will fight them physically later out of the necessity for survival, if nothing else. And now World Relief of Spokane is being recognized by the Bloomsday official as the Bloomsday official charity of 2017. And this is what they write on the Bloomsday website. Every year, people from around the world gather in Spokane to run Bloomsday. And every year, people from around the world converge in Spokane for an entirely different reason. They are runners of a sort, but they have not run for the fitness or for competition. They have run for their lives. This is the refugee population who have fled persecution and violence and have been resettled in Spokane by the U.S. Refugee Program. I question the motives of their heart just simply because the sheer dollar numbers that these guys get for relocating refugees. That is a massive motivator. And we're seeing churches being involved in this as well. And how they justify it? We can spread the gospel. But oh no, you can't. If you're taking federal funds, you cannot proselytize. And what we're seeing the world over, and even in the European countries where this is encouraging, because we bring these Muslims here, we can help them because it's a compassionate Christian thing to do and we can share the gospel with them. But are they converting? No. With few exceptions, what they are doing is not changing and becoming Christians and assimilating into the cultures they're going to. They are actually changing the cultures. And the cultures, in the name of diversity, for diversity's sake, are changing their own identity. They're altering their own culture to accommodate this invader. So now they are bringing, now they're being recognized officially. More Kool-Aid guzzling taking place because they feel good about themselves because they're doing this for diversity. And you have people from Hollywood glamorizing the oppression of these women. Meanwhile, calling Trump Mr. Hate, Mr. Woman Hater, when there is no evidence of that anywhere in his administration. He has women in the most powerful places. But that's not what they want to hear. He wants to keep Islam minimized because it is simply not just un-American, it is anti-American. And there's one more thing here I want to cover with you in the last minute is the redneck revolt. Remember what I said, eventually the left is going to arm themselves and you will see a civil war in this country. And it just got ratcheted up again because now we are seeing not just the new Black Panthers, now communist revolutionaries are doing demonstrations armed to the teeth. It's coming. We'll talk more about this on tomorrow night right here, or join us at www.radiofreeredoubt.com for our weekly podcast at 8 p.m. And you guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. See you next week. God bless.